A lot of people agree on the importance of being confident when it comes to performing well, whether it's in sport or in life, but very few seem to understand what confidence is and where it comes from. Today, we're going to be breaking down what confidence is, what it's not, and defining what it means to you. Hi, I'm Lauren Penny, a former international hockey player turned performance coach with over 10 years' experience helping hockey players to get selected for a higher level. This podcast is about inspiring hockey players of all ages to strive for the next level in their game. In the show, we'll be sharing tips to show you how to perform your best consistently and get noticed by creating long-lasting confidence from the inside out. This is the Confident Hockey Player Podcast. So, what is confidence? Confidence is a state of mind. When we have confidence, we have clarity. Confidence is the belief in your ability to be able to execute on a specific action, skill, or task. True confidence comes from within. It's about being humble on the outside and confident from within. When you're confident, there's no need to rely on external validation. We don't need to have praise from other people. When we're confident, we don't need to prove ourselves to anyone or tell anyone how good we are. When we're confident, we want to improve ourselves, which means that we're willing to ask for help because we're secure in ourselves. Real confidence means that you are willing to be patient. You don't have to have the reward straight away. Being confident is also about being self-aware. The most powerful and impactful person has nothing to prove. You don't have to tell people how awesome you are because you let your actions do the talking. When you step onto the field, it's believing that you can make a difference. And your mindset is simply a set of beliefs that determine our thoughts, which impacts our feelings, and then, of course, our actions. Confidence is a feeling that you can get based from a belief that you have about yourself or your ability. When you trust yourself, you do things without thinking twice. It becomes automatic. Now, for some players, examples of confidence in hockey could be taking the shot when you're in the D instead of passing because you're in a better position. Calling for the ball because you believe you're going to do something impactful or positive for the team. Being able to win that 50-50 ball by anticipating it, wanting it. Taking on a player and being able to get past them. Backing yourself to going for that interception or making a nice clean tackle. Maybe it's even standing the post player in a short corner, believing that you're going to stop any balls that come at you. Or it could be a goalkeeper rushing out to close down a player and then winning the ball. Now, why is confidence important? Well, it's really hard to be good at something if you don't believe in yourself. How can you become what you don't believe? In fact, studies have shown that about 70% of people struggle with what's called imposter syndrome, when you don't believe in yourself, no matter how well you do. You're scared that someone's going to call you out or that you're a fraud. This can come from perfectionism. This can show through self-doubt, anxiety about the future, or needing that external validation to confirm who you are. It's in these defining moments of a game that can make the biggest difference. But when we're in a confident state of mind, you're more likely to make better decisions. We tend to play more instinctively. A confident person believes that they'll figure things out. So it's not just about always knowing everything or doing things right all the time, but having the resourcefulness to find a way. Research also shows that people will follow the confident person over the competent person. Now you may be wondering, can you be too confident? I'm sure you've been part of a team that has either lost to a team that you shouldn't have, or maybe you've beaten a team that was pretty unexpected result. So yes, it is possible for players to get complacent. And after all, we're human, so it can happen to anyone. We are most susceptible to complacency when we're winning or when things are going well. So we have to be aware of the ego, as that can also get in the way. How do you know when the ego starts to interfere, though? The key thing is to listen to yourself and what you say to yourself. The ego will start to tell you that you don't need to work as hard as others, that you're naturally gifted. It'll tell you that you're better than others. And these thoughts will start to affect your actions and your behavior. This will then start to have an effect on the outcome. It goes back to having a good self-awareness. So you need to be reflecting often to dig into the mind and understand and identify any potential issues that could get in the way. Watch your actions. Start to take notice when you start slacking off or you stop putting in as much effort into training. What you do on your own when no one's watching is also a good clue. You need to train and prepare the same, regardless of the external factors. So it comes down to your effort. As soon as you start to feel that you don't need to put in as much effort because you're better, these are clues to be aware that the ego is starting to interfere. Telling people how good you are is not overconfidence. It's actually a smokescreen for low confidence that comes from a place of insecurity. When you are truly confident, you don't need to achieve any specific outcomes. You don't need external praise or approval from others. You let your actions do the talking. Now, the good news is that confidence is a skill that can be developed. Many people think you either have confidence or you don't, but this isn't strictly true. Sure, maybe some people might be slightly more naturally confident than others, but that doesn't mean that you can't develop confidence. You can train your confidence. It's a skill that you can learn and improve. Think about those moments of magic where you do something really cool and you didn't even realize it. That's not necessarily luck. Perhaps you were just in the right state of mind in that moment where you're fully present and you trusted yourself 100%. What if you could learn how to do that more consistently? I never used to see myself as a goal scorer, even though I scored goals. I remember when I was playing for Slough in the England Premier League, and we had a training session where we had a former GB coach, and he came up to me and said, "You know, you're a great player, but you just need to be a bit more consistent." And I was kind of taken a bit back at first, wondering what he meant. So I asked him, "You know, I score goals, but the coach here recognized and identified that I had the potential to score more goals. So I asked him what I should do, and he said it had to do with my mental game, but he couldn't tell me how to improve it. He helped me to identify the problem, but it was up to me to solve it and to find a way. This is when my journey started on exploring the mental game, and I started to get a little bit more excited about the potential. I didn't realize it at the time, but what I was missing was that belief and confidence to play well consistently and be able to score over and over again. As I started learning more about myself, I started scoring more goals. At one point, I had scored 7 goals in 3 games, and I started to get more attention in headlines and newspapers, etc. I started to believe that maybe I was a goal scorer, but I still had some doubt from within. A few months later, I was contacted by the South African national coach who invited me to a national training camp, which would mean I'd have the potential to be selected as an international. And this came as a complete shock. Long story short, I made the national team and played my first game for my country. After making the national team, I started playing so much better and I started scoring more goals. I remember my first club game back after that national training camp and I scored a hat-trick. This helped to keep our team up from getting relegated from the Premier League. When I look at those goals, I seem to be in the right place at the right time. I wasn't really thinking, but I was trusting myself and playing completely instinctively. I remember scoring a diving goal. My first touches were sharp. I scored a deflection with my eyes closed. I just felt unstoppable. And there wasn't much thinking happening. So what was the difference? Well, before the national training camp, I was just your average club player. But after the national training camp, I had made my senior international debut and I was now an international hockey player. The difference was in my mindset. My belief about myself and my ability had shifted. I started to believe more in myself than I ever did before, and my identity as a hockey player had shifted. Before, I'd think things like, well, I hope I just play well today. However, after the camp, I really believed that I could make a difference. So the thoughts that I was having were slightly different, which impacted how I felt and impacted the way that I played. I didn't learn any new skills, but something had changed inside of me. You become what you think. Although my story might seem like an overnight success, it most definitely was not. This was a gradual process of going from missing out as a junior, wanting to give up on my dreams of playing for my country, to overcoming many of the invisible forces and barriers that come up in our minds and limit us from reaching that higher level and seeing what is possible. My goal now is to help players instill this mindset before they experience success, to make reaching your goals more achievable. So, my question to you is, what does confidence mean to you? When have you felt confident? What were you doing when you were confident? So, your action step is to define what confidence means to you. What kind of things are you doing when you have more confidence? To learn more and to keep this conversation going, download our free Hockey Performance Academy mobile app, which is available in the App Store and Google Play Store. Head into the social wall section and find the episode number one past and comment with your answer there. This is the Confident Hockey Player Podcast. Join us again for the next episode.